Russia may be satisfied, but that's not the picture in Washington. Some Democratic lawmakers have been calling for an independent investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the election, and that heat has only increased since yesterday. And they have criticized the way Comey was dismissed. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell fired back.
Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized. That removal being done by a man, Rod Rosenstein, whom they repeatedly and effusively praised. When Mr. Rosenstein recommended Mr. Comey's removal for many of the very reasons that they consistently complained about.
That kind of partisan divide seems worse than ever, and it makes us wonder about the health of American democracy itself. David Rothkopf, CEO and editor of Foreign Policy, has a new commentary today headlined, "Is America a Failing State?" So I asked him to define what he meant by a failed state.
Autocratic, individual-oriented government where a handful of people behave as though they were above the law, where they are abetted in this by cronies who benefit from proximity to them. And where the leadership in the country acts in a way that shows no regard for the laws, the Constitution, or the constituents of that country to which they should be subservient. And, you know, that's the heart of the matter. It only takes a while like that before governments are unable to function well, before justice is not served, before resources are abused. And before the people start to suffer in myriad ways we have not been exposed to.
We in this country have so much faith in the system of checks and balances. I mean, I hear you on these parallels with failed states, but seriously, don't you think checks and balances will bring this all back down to earth?
I certainly hope they will bring it back down to earth. We have to be proud of the way the court system has worked. We have to be proud of the fact that, you know, James Comey and the FBI stood up and said, yes, we are going to investigate these Trump ties. We have to be proud that there are at least some voices now being heard, also in a bipartisan way with regard to decrying the firing of Comey and seeking ongoing investigations on the Hill, including senators like Sass, Jeff Flake, John McCain, and so forth. And so those are all encouraging signs. And I'm not saying that I think America is going to end up a failed state. What I'm saying is that we need to recognize that the stakes here are very high. This is a constitutional crisis. And the fate of nations is determined by how we handle moments just like this.
As CEO and editor of Foreign Policy, you kind of are at the apex of the policy elite despised by the Trump supporters, and that would include some Republican lawmakers. I'm sure some would describe your commentary as liberal hysteria. How would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say that I've been accused of being a liberal too often in the past. I used to be the managing director of Kissinger Associates. Henry Kissinger is not a noted liberal. I was a senior official in the Clinton administration, which at the time was known for its third way centrist approaches to things. And I've certainly been attacked by a number of people on the far left for that. I've written a number of books and, you know, my last book, National Insecurity, was quite critical of the Obama administration's foreign policy and what I saw as the real shortcomings of Obama on foreign policy. And so from that perspective, I think I'm firmly established as an independent and have been throughout my career. From the point of view of hysteria, I don't think there's anything hysterical about recognizing that the times we live in are not normal, that this president does not behave as do other presidents, that the behavior of firing people, investigating you, seeking to intimidate them, regularly lying, abusing the office, ignoring ethical guidelines, carrying on foreign policy that serves your family better than it serves your country, that's not normal. And it's not hysterical to bring it up. It's our obligation as citizens to bring that up and to demand the government institutions that we have inputs to start to serve us and recognize that the president of the United States is not the head of the U.S. government. The heads of the U.S. government are the citizens, and the president reports to them.
David Rothkopf there. He's editor of Foreign Policy and author of a new book called The Great Questions of Tomorrow.